Lissa or Dimitri. No, don't, I yelled, seeing some of the guardians move in with stakes. He's not what you think. He's not Strigoi. Look at him. Lissa and Christian were shouting similar things. Someone grabbed me and pulled me back, telling me to let the others handle this. Without even thinking, I turned and punched my captor in the face, discovering too late it was Hans. He fell back a little, seeming more surprised than offended. Attacking him was enough to attract the attention of others, however, and soon I had my own group of guardians to fight off. My efforts didn't do any good, partially because I was outnumbered, and partially because I couldn't take them on the same way I'd attacked Strigoi. As the guardians hauled me out, I noticed then that Lissa and Dimitri had already been removed from the room. I demanded to know where they were, yelling that I had to see them. No one listened to me. They dragged me away, out of the warehouse, passing a disturbing amount of bodies. Most were Strigoi, but I recognized a few faces from the Guardian Regiment at the court. I grimaced, even though I hadn't known them well. The battle was over, and our side had won, but at a great cost. The surviving Guardians would be doing cleanup now. I wouldn't have been surprised if alchemists showed up. But at the moment, none of that was my concern. Where's Lissa? I kept demanding as I was shoved inside one of the SUVs. Two guardians slid in with me, one sitting on each side. I didn't know either of them. Where's Dimitri?
The princess has been taken to safety,
one of the guardians said crisply. He and the other guy stared straight ahead, and I realized neither was going to acknowledge the question about Dimitri. He might as well not exist for any of them.
Where's Dimitri? I repeated, speaking more loudly in the hopes that might get an answer. Is he with Lissa?
That got a reaction.
Of course not,
said the guardian who'd spoken before.
Is he alive?
It was one of the hardest questions I'd ever asked, but I had to know. I hated to admit it, but if I were in Hans's place, I wouldn't have been looking for miracles. I would have been exterminating anything I perceived as a threat.
Yes,
said the driver at last.
It is alive.
And that was all I could get out of them, no matter how much I argued and demanded to be released from the car. And believe me, I did a lot of that. Their ability to ignore me was pretty impressive, really. To be fair, I'm not even sure that they knew what had happened. Everything had occurred so fast. The only thing these two knew was that they'd been ordered to escort me out of the building. I kept hoping someone I knew might join us in our SUV. Nope. Only more unknown guardians. No Christian or Tasha. Not even Hans. Of course, that was understandable. He was probably afraid I'd accidentally punch him again. When we were loaded up and on the road, I finally gave up my badgering and sank back into the seat. Other SUVs had left with ours, but I had no clue whether my friends were in them. The bond between Lissa and me was still numb. After that initial shock where I'd felt nothing, I'd slowly regained a slight sense of her, telling me we were still connected and that she was alive. That was about it. With all that power that had blasted through her, it was almost like the bond had been temporarily fried. The magic between us was fragile. Each time I tried to use the bond to check on her, it was as though I'd stared too brightly at something and was still blinded. I just had to assume it would reestablish itself soon because I needed her insight on what had happened. No, scratch insight. I needed to know what had happened, period. I was still in a bit of shock, and the long ride back to court allowed me time to process what few facts I had access to. I immediately wanted to jump to Dimitri but needed to start at the beginning, if I really wanted to analyze all that had occurred. First, Lissa had charmed a stake and withheld the info from me. When? Before her college trip? At Lehigh? While captive? It didn't matter. Second, in spite of her failed pillow attempts, she had gotten the stake into Dimitri's heart. It had been a struggle, but Christian's fire had made it possible. I winced, recalling the burns Lissa had suffered during that ordeal. I'd felt the pain of those before the bond blinked out, and I'd also seen the marks on her. Adrian wasn't the world's best healer, but hopefully his magic would be enough to take care of her injuries. The third and final fact here. Well, was it a fact? Lyssa had stabbed Dimitri and used the same magic she would for a healing. And then? That was the big question. What had happened, aside from what felt like a nuclear explosion of magic through our bond? Had I really seen what I thought I'd seen? Dimitri had changed. He was no longer Ostrogoi. I felt it in my heart, even though I'd only had that brief glimpse of him. It had been enough to allow me to see the truth. The Strigoi features were gone. Lyssa had done everything Robert had sworn she needed to do to restore Strigoi, and certainly after all that magic, well, it was easy to believe anything was possible. That image of Dimitri came back to me, clinging to Lyssa with tears running down his face. I'd never seen him so vulnerable. Somehow, I didn't believe Strigoi cried. Something in my heart twisted painfully, and I blinked rapidly to stop from crying too. Glancing around, I tuned back into my surroundings. Outside the car, the sky was lightening. It was nearly sunrise. The guardians with me had signs of weariness on their faces, yet the alert expressions in their eyes never faltered. I'd lost track of the time, but my internal clock told me we'd been on the road for a while. We had to almost be back at court. Tentatively, I touched the bond and found it was back but still fragile. It was like it flickered in and out, still reestablishing itself. That was enough to put me at ease, and I breathed a sigh of relief. When the bond had first come about years ago, it had been so strange, surreal. Now I'd accepted it as part of my life. Its absence today had felt unnatural. Looking through Lyssa's eyes, at the SUV she rode in, I immediately hoped I'd see Dimitri with her. That one glimpse at the warehouse hadn't been enough. I needed to see him again. Needed to see if this miracle had truly happened. I wanted to drink in those features, to gaze at the Dimitri from so long ago. The Dimitri I loved. But he wasn't with Lyssa. Christian was there, however, and he glanced over at her as she stirred. She'd been asleep and still felt groggy. That, combined with the after effect of that searing power earlier, kept our connection a little hazy. Things shifted out of focus for me off and on, but overall, I could follow what was happening.
How do you feel?
Asked Christian. His voice and his eyes as he peered at her were filled with so much affection that it seemed impossible she didn't notice. But then, she was a little preoccupied right now.
Tired? Worn out? I don't know. Like I've been thrown around in a hurricane, or run over by a car. Pick something horrible, and that's what I feel like.
He gave her a small smile and gently touched her cheek. Opening myself to her senses more, I felt the pain of her burns and that he was tracing the skin near one, though being careful to keep away from it.
Is it awful? She asked him. Is all my skin melted off? Do I look like some alien?
No.
He said with a small laugh.
There's not that much. You're beautiful, like always. It would take a lot for that to change.
The throbbing pain she felt made her think that there was more damage than he was admitting to. But the compliment, and the way he'd said it, went a long way to soothe her. For a moment, her whole existence focused on his face and the way the rising sun was starting to light it up. Then, the rest of her world came crashing down on her.
Dimitri! I need to see Dimitri!
There were guardians in the car, and she glanced around at them as she spoke. As with me, no one seemed willing to acknowledge him or what had happened.
Why can't I see him? Why do you take him away?
This was directed to anyone who would answer, and at last, Christian did.
Because they think he's dangerous.
He's not. He's just... He needs me. He's hurting inside.
Christian's eyes suddenly went wide, his face filling with panic.
He's not... You aren't bonded to him, are you?
I guessed by the look on his face that Christian was recalling Avery and how bonding with multiple people had pushed her over the edge. Christian hadn't been there for Robert's explanation of the soul going to the world of the dead and how restored Strigoi didn't get bonded. Lyssa shook her head slowly.
No...
I just know. When I healed him, we had this connection and I felt it. What I had to do. I can't explain it.
She ran a hand through her hair, frustrated that she couldn't put her magic into words. Weariness was starting to overtake her.
It was like I had to do surgery on his soul, she said at last.
They think he's dangerous, repeated Christian gently.
He's not.
Lissa glared around at the rest of the car's occupants, all of whom were looking somewhere else.
He's not Strigoi anymore.
Princess,
began one of the guardians uneasily.
No one really knows what happened. You can't be sure that...
I am sure, she said, voice too loud for the small space.
There was a regal, commanding air to it.
I know. I saved him. I brought him back. I know with every single part of me that he's no longer Strigoi.
The guardians looked uncomfortable, again not speaking. I think they were just confused. And really, how could they not be? There was no precedent for this.
Shh, said Christian, putting his hand on hers. There's nothing you can do until we're back at court. You're still hurt and exhausted. It's written all over you.
Lissa knew he was right. She was hurt, and she was exhausted. That magic had ripped her apart. At the same time, what she had done for Dimitri had created a bond to him. Not a magical one, but a psychological one. She really was like a mother. She felt desperately protective and concerned.
I need to see him, she said.
She did? What about me?
You will,
said Christian, sounding more certain than I suspected he was.
But just try to rest now.
I can't, she said, even while stifling a yawn.
That smile flickered back across his lips, and he slipped his arm around her, pulling her as close as the seatbelts would allow.
Try,
he told her. She rested her head against his chest, and his closeness was a type of healing in and of itself. Worry and concern for Dimitri still coursed through her, but her body's needs were stronger for the moment. At last, she drifted into sleep in Christian's embrace, just barely hearing him murmur,
Happy birthday.
20 minutes later, our convoy arrived back at court. I thought this meant instant freedom, but my guardians took their time in getting out, waiting for some signal or directions that no one had bothered to tell me about. It turned out they were waiting for Hans.
Nope,
he said, firmly putting a hand on my shoulder as I shot out of the car and tried to race away to, well, I wasn't sure where. Wherever Dimitri was.
Hold on.
I have to see him,
I exclaimed, trying to push past. Hans was like a brick wall. Considering he'd actually fought a lot more Strigoi than me tonight, you'd have thought he'd be tired.
You have to tell me where he is.
To my surprise, Hans did.
Locked away. Far, far out of your reach, or anyone else's. I know he used to be your teacher, but it's better if he's kept awake for now.
My brain, weary from the night's activities and overwrought with emotion, took a moment to process this. Christian's words came back to me.
He's not dangerous, I said. He's not a Strigoi anymore.
How can you be so certain?
The same question Lissa had been asked. How could we really answer that? We knew because we'd gone to incredible pains to find out how to transform a Strigoi. And when we'd completed those steps, there'd been an atom bomb of magic. Wasn't that enough proof for anyone? Hadn't Dimitri's appearance been enough? Instead, my answer was like Lissa's. I just know. Hans shook his head, and now I could see he actually was exhausted.
No one knows what's going on with Belikov. Those of us that were there, well, I'm not sure what I saw. All I do know is that he was leading Strigoi a little while ago, and now he's out in the sun. Doesn't make any sense. No one knows what he is.
He's a Dampier.
And until we do,
he continued, ignoring my comment,
Belikov has to stay locked up while we examine him.
Examine? I didn't like the sound of that. It made Dimitri seem like a lab animal. It made my temper flare, and I nearly started yelling at Hans. A moment later,
I got myself under control. Then I need to see Lissa.
She's been taken to the medical center for treatment, which she needs very badly. You can't go there,
he added, anticipating my next response.
Half the guardians are there. It's chaos, and you'd be in the way.
Then what the hell am I supposed to do?
Go get some sleep.
He gave me a wry look.
I still think you've got a bad attitude, but after what I saw back there, well, I'll say this. You know how to fight. We need you. Probably for more than paperwork. Now go take care of yourself.
And that was that. The dismissal in his voice was clear, and as the guardians hurried around, it was like I didn't exist. Whatever trouble I'd been in before seemed long forgotten. No more filing in the wake of this. But what was I supposed to do? Was Hans crazy? How could I sleep? I had to do something. I had to see Dimitri. But I didn't know where they'd taken him. Probably the same jail Victor had been kept in, which was inaccessible to me. I also needed to see Lissa, but she was deep in the medical center. I had no power here. I needed to appeal to someone with influence. Adrian. If I went to Adrian, maybe he could pull some strings. He had his royal connections. Hell, the queen loved him, in spite of his slacker ways. As much as it killed me to accept, I was realizing that getting in to see Dimitri right away was going to be nearly impossible. But the medical center? Adrian might be able to get me in to see Lissa, even if it was crowded and chaotic. The bond was still blurry, and talking to her directly would allow me to score faster answers about Dimitri. Plus, I wanted to see for myself that she was all right. Yet when I reached the housing Adrian stayed in at court, I was informed by the doorman that Adrian had already left a little while ago to, ironically enough, go to the medical center. I groaned. Of course he'd already be there. With his healing abilities, they would have summoned him out of bed. Weak or not, he could definitely help.
Were you there?
The doorman asked me as I started to turn away. What? For a minute, I thought he was talking about the medical center.
The battle with the Strigoi. The rescue. We've been hearing all sorts of things.
Already? What did you hear? The guy's eyes were wide and excited.
They say almost every guardian died, but that you captured a Strigoi and brought him back.
No. No, there were more injuries than deaths. And the other... For a moment, I couldn't breathe. What had happened? What had really happened with Dimitri? A Strigoi was changed back to a Dampier. The doorman stared.
Were you hit on the head?
I'm telling the truth. Vasilisa Dragomir did it, with her spirit power. Spread that around. I left him with his mouth hanging open. And like that, I had no more options. No one else to get information from. I went back to my room feeling defeated, but far too keyed up to sleep. At least, that's what I initially thought. After some pacing, I sat on the bed to try to come up with a plan. Yet before long, I felt myself falling into a heavy sleep. I awoke with a start, confused and aching in parts of my body that I hadn't realized had taken hits in the fight. I peered at the clock, astonished at how long I'd slept. In vampire time, it was late morning. Within 5 minutes, I had showered and put on non-torn, non-bloody clothes. Just like that, I was out the door. People were out and about their daily business, yet every couple or group I passed seemed to be talking about the battle at the warehouse and about Dimitri.
You know she can heal,
I heard one Moroi guy say to his wife.
Why not Strigoi? Why not the dead?
It's insane, the woman countered. I've never believed in this spirit thing anyway. It's a lie to cover up the fact that the Dragomir girl never specialized. I didn't hear the rest of their conversation, but others I passed had similar themes. People were either convinced the whole thing was a scam or were regarding Lissa as a saint already. Every so often, I'd heard something weird, like that the Guardians had captured a bunch of Strigoi to experiment on. In all the speculation, though, I never heard Dimitri's name come up or knew what was really happening to him. I followed the only plan I had. Go to the guardian building that held the court's jail,
though I was unsure what I'd actually do when I got there. I wasn't even entirely sure that was where Dimitri still was, but it seemed the most likely place. When I passed a guardian along the way, it took me several seconds to realize I knew him. I came to a halt and turned.
Mikhail!
He glanced back and, seeing me, walked over. What's going on? I asked, relieved to see a friendly face. Have they let Dimitri out? He shook his head.
No, they're still trying to figure out what happened. Everyone's confused, even though the princess still swore up and down after she saw him that he's not Strigoi anymore.
There was a wonder in Mikhail's voice, and wistfulness too. He was hoping that it was true, that there might be a chance for his beloved to be saved. My heart ached for him. I hoped he and Sonia could have a happy ending just like...
Wait, what did you say?
His words drew my romantic musings to a halt.
Did you say Lissa saw him? You mean after the fight?
I immediately reached for the bond. It was gradually growing clearer, but Lissa was asleep, so I learned nothing.
He asked for her,
Mikhail explained.
So they let her in, guarded, of course.
I stared, my jaw nearly dropping to the ground. Dimitri was seeing visitors. They were actually letting him see visitors. The knowledge lit up the dark mood that had been building in me. I turned away. Thanks, Mikhail.
Wait, Rose.
But I didn't stop. I ran to the Guardian's holding building at a full-out sprint, oblivious to the looks I got. I was too excited, too invigorated with this new info. I could see Dimitri. I could finally be with him, back the way he was supposed to be.
You can't see him.
I literally came to a halt when the guardian on duty in the front reception area stopped me.
What? I need to see Dimitri.
No visitors.
But Lissa, Vasilisa Dragomir got to see him.
He asked for her.
I stared incredulously.
He must have asked for me too.
The guardian shrugged.
If he did, no one's told me.
The anger I'd kept back last night finally awoke.
Then go find someone who knows. Dimitri wants to see me. You have to let me in. Who's your boss?
The guardian scowled at me.
I'm not going anywhere until my shift is over. If you've got clearance, someone will let you know. Until then, no one without special permission is allowed to go down there.
After taking out a fair portion of Tarasov's security, I felt pretty confident I could easily dispatch this guy. However, I felt equally confident that once I got to the depths of the jail cells, I'd run into a lot more guardians. For a second, taking them out seemed very reasonable. It was Dimitri. I would do anything for him. A slight stirring in the bond made me see reason. Lissa had just woken up. Fine, I said. I lifted my chin and gave him a haughty look.
Thanks for the help.
I didn't need this loser. I'd go to Lissa. She was staying at almost the opposite end of the court's grounds from the holding area, and I covered the distance at a light jog. When I finally reached her and she opened the door to her room, I saw that she'd gotten ready almost as quickly as I had. In fact, I could feel that she'd been pretty close to leaving. Studying her face and hands, I was relieved to see that almost all of the burns were gone. A few red spots lingered on her fingers, but that was it. Adrian's handiwork. No doctor could have made that happen. In a pale blue tank top, with her blonde hair pulled back, she didn't look at all like anyone who'd been through such a major ordeal less than 24 hours ago.
Are you okay?
She asked. In spite of everything else that had happened, she'd never stopped worrying about me.
Yeah, fine.
Physically, at least.
You?
She nodded.
Fine.
You look good, I said.
Last night, I was pretty scared. With the fire.
I couldn't quite finish.
Yeah,
she said, looking away from me. She seemed nervous and uncomfortable.
Adrian's been pretty great healing people.
Is that where you were going? There was agitation and restlessness in the bond. It would make sense if she wanted to hurry over to the medical center and help out too. Except, further probing gave me the startling truth.
You're going to see Dimitri. Rose.
No, I said eagerly. It's perfect. I'll go with you. I was just over there and they wouldn't let me in.
Rose.
Lissa looked very uncomfortable now. They gave me some bullshit about how he'd asked for you and not me, and that's why they couldn't let me in. But if you're going, they'll have to let me. Rose, she said firmly, finally breaking through my chatter, you can't go.
What?
I replayed her words, just in case I'd misheard them. Of course I can. I need to see him, you know I do. And he needs to see me. She slowly shook her head, still looking nervous, but also sympathetic. That guardian was right, she said. Dimitri hasn't been asking for you. Only me. All my eagerness, all that fire froze up. I was dumbstruck, confused more than anything. Well, I recalled how he'd clung to her last night, that desperate look on his face. I hated to admit it, but it kind of made sense why he would have asked for her first. Of course he'd want to see you. Everything's so new and strange, and you're the one who saved him. Once he comes around, he'll want to see me too. Rose, you can't go. This time, the sadness in Lissa's voice was mirrored through the bond, flooding into me. It's not just that Dimitri didn't ask to see you. He asked specifically not to see you. Chapter 18. The thing that really sucks about being psychically linked to someone is that you have a pretty good idea when they're lying. Or, in this case, not lying. Still, my response was immediate and instinctive. That's not true. Isn't it? She gave me a pointed look. She too knew that I could feel the truth in her words. But that, I can't. I wasn't at a loss for words very often, and certainly not with Lissa. So frequently in our relationship, I'd been the one being assertive and explaining to her why things had to be the way they were. Somewhere along the way, with me not realizing it, Lissa had lost that fragility. I'm sorry, she said, voice still kind but also firm. The bond betrayed how much she hated telling me unpleasant things. He asked me, told me specifically not to let you come, that he doesn't want to see you. I stared at her, pleadingly, my voice almost childlike. But why? Why would he say that? Of course he wants to see me. He must be confused. I don't know, Rose. All I know is what he told me. I'm so sorry. She reached for me like she might hug me, but I stepped away. My head was still reeling. I'll go with you anyway. I'll wait upstairs with the other guardians. Then, when you tell Dimitri I'm there, he'll change his mind. I don't think you should, she said. He seemed really serious about you not coming, almost frantic. I think knowing you're there would upset him. Upset him? Upset him? Liz, it's me! He loves me, he needs me! She winced, and I realized I'd been shouting at her. I'm just going on what he said. It's all so confusing. Please, don't put me in this position. Just wait and see what happens. And if you want to know what's going on, you can always... Lissa didn't finish, but I knew what she was suggesting. She was offering to let me see her meeting with Dimitri through the bond. It was a big gesture on her part, not that she could have stopped me if I wanted to do it. Still, she didn't usually like the idea of being spied on. This was the best thing she could think of to make me feel better. Not that it really did. All of this was still crazy. Me being denied access to Dimitri? Dimitri allegedly not wanting to see me? What the hell? My gut reaction was to ignore everything she'd just said and go along with her, demanding access when she arrived. The feelings in the bond were begging me not to, though. She didn't want to create trouble. She might not understand Dimitri's wishes either, but she felt they should be honored until the situation could be better assessed. Please, she said. The plaintive word finally cracked me. Okay. It killed me to say it. It was like admitting defeat. Think of it as a tactical retreat. Thank you. This time she did hug me,
I swear I'll get more information and figure out what's going on, okay?
I nodded, still dejected, and we walked out of the building together. With grim reluctance, I parted with her when the time came, letting her go off to the Guardian's building while I headed toward my room. As soon as she was out of my sight, I immediately slipped into her head, watching through her eyes as she walked through the perfectly manicured grass. The bond was still a little hazy, but growing clearer by the minute. Her feelings were a jumble. She felt bad for me, guilty that she'd had to refuse me. At the same time, she was anxious to visit Dimitri. She needed to see him too, but not in the same way I did. She still had that feeling of responsibility for him, that burning urge to protect him. When she arrived at the building's main office, the guardian who'd stopped me gave her a nod of greeting and then made a quick phone call. A few moments later, three guardians entered and gestured for Lissa to follow them into the depths of the building. They all looked unusually grim, even for guardians.
"You don't have to do this," one of them told her. "Just because he keeps asking."
"It's fine," she said with the cool, dignified air of any royal. "I don't mind."
"There'll be plenty of guards around just like last time. You don't need to worry about your safety."
She gave all of them a sharp look.
"I was never worried about it to begin with."
Their descent into the building's lower levels brought back painful memories of when Dimitri and I visited Victor. That had been the Dimitri I'd had a perfect union with, the Dimitri who understood me entirely. And after the visit, he'd been enraged at Victor's threats against me. Dimitri had loved me so much that he'd been willing to do anything to protect me. A keycard-protected door finally allowed access to the holding level, which consisted mostly of a long hallway lined with cells. It didn't have the depressing feel that Tarasov had had, but this place's stark and steel-lined industrial air didn't exactly inspire warm and fuzzy feelings. Lissa could hardly walk down the hall because it was so crowded with guardians. All that security for one person. It wasn't impossible for a Strigoi to break through a cell's steel bars, but Dimitri was no Strigoi. Why couldn't they see that? Were they blind? Lissa and her escort made their way through the crowd and came to a stop in front of his cell. It was as cold-looking as everything else in this prison area, with no more furnishings than were absolutely required. Dimitri sat on the narrow bed, his legs drawn up to him as he leaned into a corner of the wall and kept his back to the cell's entrance. It wasn't what I had expected. Why wasn't he beating at the bars? Why wasn't he demanding to be released and telling them he wasn't a Strigoi? Why was he taking this so quietly?
"Dimitri?"
Lissa's voice was soft and gentle, filled with a warmth that stood out against the harshness of the cell. It was the voice of an angel. And as Dimitri slowly turned around, it was obvious he thought so too. His expression transformed before our eyes, going from bleakness to wonder. He wasn't the only one filled with wonder. My mind might have been tied to Lissa's, but back across court, my own body nearly stopped breathing. The glimpse I'd gotten of him last night had been amazing. But this full-on view of him looking at Lissa, at me, was awe-inspiring. It was a wonder, a gift, a miracle.
Seriously, how could anyone think he was a Strigoi?
And how could I have possibly let myself believe the Dimitri I'd been with in Siberia was this one? He'd cleaned up from the battle and wore jeans and a simple black t-shirt. His brown hair was tied back into a short ponytail, and a faint shadow across his lower face showed that he needed to shave. Probably no one would let him get near a razor. Regardless, it almost made him look sexier, more real, more Dampier, more alive. His eyes were what really pulled it all together. His death-white skin, now gone, had always been startling, but those red eyes had been the worst. Now, they were perfect. Exactly as they used to be. Warm and brown and long-lashed, I could have gazed at them forever.
"Vasilisa,"
he breathed. The sound of his voice made my chest tighten. God, I'd missed hearing him speak.
"You came back."
As soon as he began approaching the bars, the guardians around Lissa started closing rank, ready to stop him should he indeed bust through. "Back off!" she snapped in a queenly tone, glaring at everyone around her. Give us some space. No one reacted right away, and she put more power into her voice. I mean it. Step back. I felt the slightest trickle of magic through our link. It wasn't a huge amount, but she was backing her words with a little spirit-induced compulsion. She could hardly control such a large group, but the command had enough force to make them clear out a little and create space between her and Dimitri. She turned her attention back to him, demeanor instantly changing from fierce to kind.
Of course I came back. How are you? Are they...
She cast a dangerous look at the guardians in the hall. Are they treating you okay? He shrugged.
Fine. Nobody's hurting me.
If he was anything like his old self, he would have never admitted if anyone was hurting him.
Just a lot of questions. So many questions.
He sounded weary again. Very unlike a Strigoi who never needed rest.
And my eyes. They keep wanting to examine my eyes.
But how do you feel? She asked. In your mind. In your heart.
If the whole situation hadn't been so sobering, I would have been amused. It was very much a therapist's line of questioning, something both Lissa and I had experienced a lot of. I'd hated being asked those questions, but now I truly wanted to know how Dimitri felt. His gaze, which had so intently focused on her, now drifted away and grew unfocused.
It's hard to describe. It's like I've woken up from a dream. A nightmare. Like I've been watching someone else act through my body. Like I was at a movie or a play. But it wasn't someone else. It was me. All of it was me. And now here I am. And the whole world has shifted. I feel like I'm relearning everything.
It'll pass. You'll get more used to it once you settle back into your old self.
That was a guess on her part, but one she felt confident of. He inclined his head toward the gathered guardians.
They don't think so.
They will, she said adamantly. We just need more time. A small silence fell, and Lissa hesitated before speaking her next words.
Rose wants to see you.
Dimitri's dreamy, morose attitude snapped in a heartbeat. His eyes focused back on Lissa, and I got my first glimpse of true, intense emotion from him.
No, anyone but her. I can't see her. Don't let her come here, please.
Lissa swallowed, unsure how to respond. The fact that she had an audience made it harder. The best she could do was lower her voice so the others wouldn't hear.
But... she loves you. She's worried about you. What happened with us being able to save you? Well, a lot of it was because of her.
You saved me.
I only did the final piece. The rest, well, Rose did a lot.
Say, like organizing a prison break and releasing fugitives. Dimitri turned from Lissa, and the fire that had briefly lit his features faded. He walked over to the side of the cell and leaned against the wall. He closed his eyes for a few seconds, took a deep breath, and then opened them.
Anyone but her, he repeated. Not after what I did to her. I did a lot of things. Horrible things.
He turned his hands palm up and stared at them for a moment, like he could see blood.
What I did to her was worst of all, especially because it was... her. She came to save me from that state, and I...
He shook his head.
I did terrible things to her. Terrible things to others. I can't face her after that. What I did was unforgivable.
It's not, said Lissa urgently. It wasn't you. Not really. She'll forgive you.
No. There's no forgiveness for me. Not after what I did. I don't deserve her. Don't deserve to even be around her. The only thing I can do...
He walked back over to Lissa, and to the astonishment of both of us, he fell to his knees before her.
The only thing I can do, the only redemption I can try for, is to pay you back for saving me.
Dimitri,
she began uneasily.
I told you.
I felt that power. In that moment, I felt you bring my soul back. I felt you heal it. That's a debt I can't ever repay, but I swear I'll spend the rest of my life trying.
He was looking up at her, that enraptured look back on his face.
I don't want that. There's nothing to repay.
There's everything to pay,
he argued.
I owe you my life, my soul. It's the only way I can come close to ever redeeming myself for all the things I did. It's still not enough, but it's all I can do.
He clasped his hands.
I swear, whatever you need, anything, if it's in my power, I'll do it. I'll serve and protect you for the rest of my life. I'll do whatever you ask. You have my loyalty. Forever.
Again, Lissa started to say she didn't want that. But then a canny thought came to mind.
Will you see Rose?
He grimaced.
Anything but that.
Dimitri!
Please, I'll do anything else for you. But if I see her, it'll hurt too much.
That was probably the only reason that could have made Lissa drop the subject. That, and the desperate, dejected look on Dimitri's face. It was one she had never seen before. One I'd never seen before, either. He'd always been so invincible in my eyes. And this sign of vulnerability didn't make him seem weaker to me. It simply made him more complex. It made me love him more, and want to help him. Lissa could only give him a small nod as answer, before one of the guardians in charge said she had to leave. Dimitri was still on his knees as they escorted her out, staring after her with an expression that said she was the closest to any hope he had left in this world. My heart twisted with both sorrow and jealousy, and a bit of anger, too. I was the one he should have looked at that way. How dare he? How dare he act like Lissa was the greatest thing in the world? She'd done a lot to save him, true. But I was the one who traveled around the globe for him. I was the one who had continually risked my life for him. Most importantly, I was the one who loved him. How could he turn his back on that? Both Lissa and I were confused and upset as she left the building. Both of us were distraught over Dimitri's state. Despite how angry I was over his refusal to see me, I still felt horrible at seeing him so low. It killed me. He'd never acted that way before. After the Academy's attack, he had certainly been sad and had grieved over that loss. This was a different kind of despair. It was a deep sense of depression and guilt that he didn't feel he could escape from. Both Lissa and I were shocked by that. Dimitri had always been a man of action, someone ready to get up after a tragedy and fight the next battle. But this was unlike anything we'd ever seen in him. And Lissa and I had wildly varying ideas on how to solve it. Her gentler, sympathetic approach was to keep talking to him while also calmly persuading court officials that Dimitri was no longer a threat. My solution to this problem was to go to Dimitri, no matter what he claimed he wanted. I'd busted in and out of a prison. Getting into a jail cell should be cake. I was still certain that once he saw me, he'd have a change of heart about all this redemption stuff. How could he truly think I wouldn't forgive him? I loved him. I understood. And as far as convincing officials that he wasn't dangerous, well, my method there was a little fuzzy still. But I had a feeling it would involve a lot of yelling and beating on doors. Lissa knew perfectly well that I had observed her encounter with Dimitri, so she didn't feel obligated to come see me. Not when she knew they could still use her over at the medical center. She'd heard Adrian had nearly collapsed with all the magic he'd wielded to help others. It seemed so uncharacteristic of him, so unselfish. He'd done amazing deeds, at great cost to himself. Adrian. There was a problem. I hadn't had a chance to see him since getting back after the warehouse fight, and aside from hearing about him healing others, I really hadn't thought about him at all. I'd said that if Dimitri really could be saved, it didn't mean the end of Adrian and me. Yet, Dimitri had barely been back 24 hours, and here I was, already obsessing over...
Lissa?
Despite the fact that I'd pulled back to my own mind, part of me was still absent-mindedly following along with Lissa. Christian was standing outside the medical center, leaning against its wall. From his posture, it appeared as though he'd been there for a while waiting for something, or rather, someone. She came to a halt, and inexplicably all thoughts of Dimitri vanished from her mind. Oh, come on! I wanted those two to patch things up, but we had no time for this. Dimitri's fate was a lot more important than bantering with Christian. Christian didn't look like he was in a snarky mood, though. His expression was curious and concerned as he regarded her.
How are you feeling?
He asked. They hadn't talked to each other since the ride back, and she'd been largely incoherent during a lot of it.
Fine. She touched her face absentmindedly. Adrian healed me.
I guess he is good for something.
Okay, maybe Christian was feeling a little snarky today, but only a little.
Adrian's good for lots of things, she said, though she couldn't help a small smile. He ran himself into the ground here all night.
What about you? I know how you are. As soon as you were up and around, you were probably right there beside him.
She shook her head.
No. After he healed me, I went to see Dimitri.
All mirth disappeared from Christian's face.
You've talked to him?
Twice now. But yeah, I have.
And?
And what?
What's he like?
He's like Dimitri.
She suddenly frowned, reconsidering her words.
Well, not quite like Dimitri.
What? Does he still have some Strigoi in him?
Christian straightened up, blue eyes flashing.
If he's still dangerous, you have no business going near.
No,
she exclaimed.
He's not dangerous, and...
She took a few steps forward, returning his glare.
Even if he was, you have no business telling me what I can or can't do.
Christian sighed dramatically.
And here I thought Rose was the only one who threw herself into stupid situations regardless of whether they might kill her.
Lissa's anger flared up rapidly, likely because of all the spirits she'd been using.
Hey, you didn't have any issues helping me stake Dimitri. You trained me for it.
That was different. We were in a bad situation already. And if things went wrong, well, I could have incinerated him.
Christian regarded her from head to toe, and there was something in his gaze, something that seemed like more than just objective assessment.
But I didn't have to. You were amazing. You made the hit. I didn't know if you could, but you did. And the fire, you didn't flinch at all, but it must have been awful.
There was a catch in his voice as he spoke. Like he was only now truly assessing the consequences of what might have happened to Lissa. His concern and admiration made her flush, and she tilted her head, an old trick, so that the pieces of hair that had escaped from her ponytail would fall forward and hide her face. There was no need for it. Christian was now staring pointedly at the ground.
I had to do it, she said at last. I had to see if it was possible.
He looked up.
And it was, right? There really isn't any trace of Strigoi?
None. I'm positive, but no one believes it.
Can you blame them? I mean, I helped out with it, and I wanted it to be true. But I'm not sure I ever really, truly thought someone could come back from that.
He glanced away again, his gaze resting on a lilac bush. Lissa could smell its scent, but the distant and troubled look on his face told her that his thoughts weren't on nature. Neither were they on Dimitri, I realized. He was thinking about his parents. What if there had been spirit users around when the Osiris had turned Strigoi? What if there had been a way to save them? Lissa, not guessing what I had, remarked,
I don't even know that I believed either. But as soon as it happened, well, I knew. I know. There's no Strigoi in him. I have to help him. I have to make others realize it. I can't let them lock him up forever, or worse.
Getting Dimitri out of the warehouse without the Guardian staking him had been no easy feat for her, and she shivered recalling those first few seconds after his change when everyone had been shouting to kill him. Christian turned back and met her eyes curiously.
What did you mean when you said he was like Dimitri, but not like Dimitri?
Her voice trembled a little when she spoke.
He's... sad.
Sad? Seems like he should be happy he was saved.
No, you don't understand. He feels awful about everything he did as a Strigoi. Guilty, depressed. He's punishing himself for it because he doesn't think he can be forgiven.
Holy shit,
said Christian, clearly caught off guard. A few Moroi girls had walked by just then and looked scandalized at his swearing. They hurried off, whispering among themselves. Christian ignored them.
But he couldn't help it.
I know. I already went over it with him.
Can Rose help?
No, Lissa said bluntly. Christian waited, apparently hoping she'd elaborate. He grew annoyed when she didn't.
What do you mean she can't? She should be able to help us more than anyone.
I don't want to get into it.
My situation with Dimitri bothered her a lot. That made two of us. Lissa turned toward the medical building. It looked regal and castle-like on the outside, but it housed a facility as sterile and modern as any hospital.
Look, I need to get inside, and don't look at me like that.
Like what?
He demanded, taking a few steps toward her.
That disapproving, pissed-off look you get when you don't get your way.
I don't have that look.
You have it right now.
She backed away from him, moving toward the center's door.
If you want the whole story, we can talk later, but I don't have the time. And honestly, I don't really feel like telling it.
That pissed off look, and she was right, he did have it, faded a little. Almost nervously, he said.
Okay, later then. And Lissa?
Hmm?
I'm glad you're all right. What you did last night, well, it really was amazing.
Lissa stared at him for several heavy seconds, her heart rate rising slightly as she watched a light breeze ruffle his black hair.
I couldn't have done it without your help, she said at last.
With that, she turned and went inside, and I returned completely to my own head. And like earlier, I was at a loss. Lissa would be busy the rest of the day, and standing and yelling in the guardian's office wouldn't really help me get to Dimitri. Well, I suppose there was the off chance I might annoy them so much that they'd throw me in jail, too. Then Dimitri and I would be next to each other. I promptly dismissed that plan, fearing the only thing it would land me with was more filing. What could I do? Nothing. I needed to see him again, but didn't know how. I hated not having a plan. Lissa's encounter with Dimitri hadn't been nearly long enough for me. And anyway, I felt it was important to take him in, through my eyes, not hers. And oh, that sadness, that utter look of hopelessness. I couldn't stand it. I wanted to hold him, to tell him everything would be okay. I wanted to tell him I forgave him, and that we'd make everything like it used to be. We could be together, just the way we planned. The thought brought tears to my eyes, and left alone with my frustration and inactivity, I returned to my room and flounced onto the bed. Alone, I could finally let loose the sobs I'd been holding in since last night. I didn't even entirely know what I was crying for. The trauma and blood of the last day. My own broken heart. Dimitri's sorrow. The cruel circumstances that had ruined our lives. Really, there were a lot of choices. I stayed in my room for a good part of the day, lost in my own grief and restlessness. Over and over, I replayed Lissa's meeting with Dimitri, what he'd said and how he looked. I lost track of time, and it took a knock at the door to snap me out of my own suffocating emotions. Hastily rubbing an arm over my eyes, I opened the door to find Adrian standing out there. Hey, I said, a little surprised by his presence, not to mention guilty, considering I'd been moping over another guy. I wasn't ready to face Adrian yet, but it appeared I had no choice now. Do you want to come in?
Wish I could, little Dompierre.
He seemed to be in a hurry, not like he'd come to have a relationship talk.
But this is just a drop-by visit to issue an invitation.
Invitation? I asked. My mind was still on Dimitri. 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 Dimitri.
An invitation to a party.
Chapter 19.
Are you crazy?
I asked. He gave me the same wordless look he always did when I asked that question. I sighed and tried again. A party? That's pushing it, even for you. People just died. Guardians, Priscilla Voda. Not to mention people had just come back from the dead. Probably best to leave that part out. This isn't the time to get trashed and play beer pong. I expected Adrian to say that it was always a good time for beer pong, but he remained serious. Actually, it's because people died that there's going to be a party. It's not a kegger type. Maybe party's not even the right word. It's He frowned, grasping at words. A special event. An elite one. All royal parties are elite ones, I pointed out.
Yeah, but not every royal is invited to this. It's the, well, elite of the elite.
That really wasn't helping. Adrian.
No, listen.
He made that familiar gesture of his that indicated frustration, running his hand through his hair.
It's not so much a party as a ceremony, an old, old tradition from, I don't know, Romania, I think. They call it the Death Watch. But it's a way to honor the dead, a secret that's been passed on through the oldest bloodlines.
Flashbacks of a destructive secret society at St. Vladimir's came back to me. This isn't some Mania thing, is it?
No, I swear. Please, Rose, I'm not all that into it either. But my mom's making me go, and I'd really like it if you were there with me.
Elite and bloodline were warning words to me.
Will there be other Dompiers there?
No, he then added quickly. But I made arrangements for some people you'll approve of to be there. It'll make it better for both of us.
Lyssa? I guessed. If ever there was an esteemed bloodline, hers was it.
Yeah, I just ran into her at the medical center. Her reaction was about like yours.
That made me smile. It also piqued my interest. I wanted to talk to her more about what had happened during her visit to Dimitri, and knew she'd been avoiding me because of it. If going to some silly royal ritual or whatever it was could get me to her, then so much the better. Who else?
People you'll like.
Fine, be mysterious. I'll go to your cult meeting. That earned me a return smile.
Hardly a cult, little Dompierre. It really is a way to pay last respects to the people killed in that fight.
He reached out and ran a hand along my cheek.
And I'm glad. God, I'm so glad you aren't one of them. You don't know.
His voice caught, the flippant smile trembling for a moment before stabilizing again.
You don't know how worried I was. Every minute you were gone, every minute I didn't know what had happened to you, it was agony. And even after I heard you were okay, I kept asking everyone at the medical center what they knew. Had they seen your fight? Did you get hurt?
I felt a lump in my throat. I hadn't been able to see Adrian when I'd returned, but I should have sent a message at least. I squeezed his hand and tried to make a joke of something that really wasn't funny. What'd they say? That I was a badass?
Yeah, actually. They couldn't stop talking about how amazing you were in battle. Word got back to Aunt Tatiana, too, about what you did, and even she was impressed.
Whoa, that was a surprise. I started to ask more, but his next words brought me up short.
I also heard you were yelling at anyone you could to find out about Belikov, and that you were beating down the Guardian's doors this morning.
I looked away. Oh, yeah, Look, I'm sorry, but I had to.
Hey. His voice was heavy and earnest. Don't apologize, I understand.
I looked up at him. You do?
Look, it's not like I didn't expect this if he came back.
I glanced back at him hesitantly, studying his serious expression. I know. I remember what you said before. He nodded, then gave me another rueful smile.
Of course, I didn't actually expect any of this to work. This had tried to explain the magic she used, but good God, I don't think I could ever do anything like she did.
Do you believe? I asked. Do you believe he's no longer Strigoi?
Yeah. Lyssa said he's not, and I believe her. And I saw him from a distance out in the sun. But I'm not sure it's a good idea for you to try to see him.
That's your jealousy talking. I had absolutely no right to sound accusing, considering the way my heart was all tangled up over Dimitri.
Of course it's jealousy, said Adrian nonchalantly. What do you expect? The former love of your life comes back from the dead, no less? That's not something I'm really excited about, but I don't